carry of really one last akuda in terms of this sugya. No. One last akuda doesn't mean it's going to take us 1 minute to do this last akuda, but it's one final point. Yeah, thank you so much. These in terms of us, in terms of this sugya. So, of course, we've been discussing the issues of Davagram, the Mammon, and really by association, we ended up spending a lot of time talking about Dina de Garmi, because it's so close, and yet according to some, so different than Davagram, the Mammon. Then in passing, we ended up discussing Karama ben Azikin also, because it's all part of the same general picture of indirect forms of damage. So there was the last akuda that the Rishonim raised on the sugya, the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Bava Metzia, where the Mishnah tells us a very, what seems to be a very, very strange halacha. If I'm watching an animal for you, and the animal gets stolen, I'm a shabachinim. So I could swear, but if I want to be a really nice guy, I'll pay for it. And so be it. I go ahead and I pay for it. Or, if I'm a Shema Sochar, and I don't have that luxury to swear, I do what is incumbent upon me, I pay for it. So it doesn't really make a difference, the Gemara says, whether I paid out of the goodness of my heart, I paid because I didn't have much of a choice. At the end of the day, the law is, I went ahead and I paid for it. And now, lo and behold, the Ganov is found, and he's taken to court, and he ends up having to pay kefil, or even though in the worst case scenario, he ended up shechting it or selling it, and ends up having to pay dal v'hei. Who gets that kenas? Who gets that penalty? Who gets that extra fine of kefil and dal v'hei? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, who gets it? The owner of the animal gets it, obviously. So Mishnah says, no, it's not true. That the shomer gets it. How does the shomer get it? Because he acquired it when he paid for it, when he paid for the animal. So he was, quote unquote, he was kona, the rights to the kefil. So if you take a look at the 13th of the Marmakamos, so we read the Mishnah yesterday. Now the one line of the Gemara, Maskib L'Roi Barchama, the end of the 13th of the Marmakamos, Va'eina the Makna Davashlabali Oilam. What do you mean you acquire the kefil? How did that happen? The kefil doesn't exist yet. The kefil doesn't exist until the Ganav is caught, until the Ganav is brought to Beis Din, until the Edom proved that he stole. So that's 25 steps down the line. That's called the Dava Shalom Bali Olam. It's like, Marshal Abad David Haimah, if I own a tree, and I'm going to sell you that in 6 months from now there are going to be some apples on the tree. So I'll sell the apples now. It's ridiculous, can't do such a thing. There's no such a thing as selling a Dava Shalom Bali Olam. So the Gemara goes to a little intricacies of this sugya, how to word it in such a way that it doesn't violate the basic principles of Dava Shalom Bali Olam. So it basically boils down to something along the following. I'm not selling you the kefil. The kefil doesn't exist, the quote-unquote kefil. I'm selling you the animal vis-a-vis the kefil. That's what's called the decal of Paris. I can't sell you the apples that don't exist yet, but I can give you a certain share in the trees vis-a-vis the schuyos of eventually eating those apples. A very roundabout, lumdish way of revamping an appropriate kinyan for what would otherwise be a double shovel of them. So it took the Gemara about the half an omer in the beginning of the third parak of Bava Metzia to come up with this biur. But one thing was crystal clear, that just to say that the shomer gets the kefil just like that, it's absurd. It's not his. It's not his animal, not his kefil. So why should he get it? The only way to justify giving the kefil to the shomer is to figure out do some acrobatic stunts in Hilchos Kinyanim to figure out how the mafkid was mocked with that kefil to the shomer. So comes the Shittu Kibetzes in the 14th of the Mar Mekamos and quotes the name of the Raven. 14th of the Mar Mekamos, Hashta Kashali, asks the Shittu, Rabbi Shimon diyama davra gram the moment kebamon dami. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds davra gram the moment is kebamon, sounds eerily familiar to our sugya. Kevin the shoy mechay bechuyusa lakshmi kebailim. Yes, the Rabbi had a fascinating question. The Gemara is working with the assumption that the mafkid is the owner of the animal, and as the owner of the animal, he's entitled to the kefil. The only way to explain how the shomer somehow gets his hands on the kefil is that the mafkid must have been machnet to him, and that's what caused the Gemara the problems. We had to try to finagle our way out of that problem. Says the Rabbi, stop, hold the phone. Why is your starting point that the mafkid is entitled to the kefil? Your starting point should be the shomer is entitled to the kefil. Why? He's the bailim. It's a joke when he's the bailim. Doesn't it say mafkid's name of the animal? Well, the shomer, if something will happen to this animal, the shomer is going to be chayev. if some issue happens to this animal, the shomer has a certain degree of achrayus to it. So that's a davar hagorim lemamon. According to Bishimin, davar hagorim lemamon is kimamon dami. So why did the Gemara have to turn the world upside down to have a kinyan for a davar shomer yoylem, etc.? Why did the Gemara just answer the simple? Habani Rabbi Shimon hidi amar davar hagorim lemamon kimamon dami. The Gemara does this all the time. Sometimes the Gemara will quote a Mishnah, will quote a Braisa. That's a very, very strange statement of Chazal. We don't understand why it's true. And the Gemara will pin it on, Hamani Rabbi Yasi Glilihi, Hamani Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimoni, Hamani Rabbi Yasi. The Gemara does it stylistic all the time. So if there was a Tana out there who we could have pinned this Mishnah on, let's do it. Why do acrobatics to try to figure out how the Mafkid was mocked to the Shem and the Kefil? Typically, it belongs to the Shem from day one because of Davar Grav the Mammon. He answers the Ravid, it's not going to work. Says the Ravid, Vikal Meimar, the Lo Dami Chiyuv Shmira Lachiyusa de Behema, Mishum de Beshmira Ika Anpeid La Mechaya Vyachrais Bechal Anpe Mechaya Vla Ravid. Answers the Ravid. What was the original case of Rabbi Shimon Davar Grav the Mammon? We've gotten so far off Rabbi Shimon's original statement, but what did he say it originally? Rabbi Shimon made one statement about Davar Grav the Mammon that has set the tone for the last 2 weeks this year. Tucked away in the Mishnah, the seventh parakha of Bava Kama, the Mishnah tells us if you steal hektish and you shecht it, you put it from Kefil, put it from Dalab Hay. It says Re'ev lo shel hektish, we're going to be based ish lo shel hektish. It has to belong to a private citizen in order to be chayev Kefil Dalab Hay. Comes Rabbi Shimon and says, if it's kachim shechay b'chuyusan, if the owner was makdish the animal by saying the magic words, hare alai, he took a personal obligation, a personal neder, to reimburse the Beis HaMikdash if something happens to the animal. So that animal, to him, is called a davar hagorim lemamon. Rabbi Shimon formulates this principle, davar hagorim lemamon is kimamon dami. And therefore, it is considered to be Beis HaIsh. It is considered to be re'eyu. It is considered to be private property because of that institution called davar hagorim lemamon. So it's the saying of the Harei Alai, the Kabbalah Sechrayus, that transforms something that's not yours to be yours. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, davar hagorim lemamon. Says the Ravid, that case of davar hagorim lemamon, Rabbi Shimon, the Kabbalah Sechrayus of Harei Alai is all-inclusive. Once you take a ned and it says Harei Alai Oila, no matter what happens to the animal that you put aside, you have to reimburse the Beis HaMikdash. So imagine Reuven says, he sets aside an animal, and the animal is swept away by a tsunami. So the Gizbar comes a week later and says, bring me a carbon. So the Reuven says, well, I'm so sorry, it was totally out of my control. It's crazy. I'll show you the pictures. The tsunami came, the animal, what did you expect, Mr. Hektish? What did you expect me to do? So Hektish turns around and says, you're right. We're not saying you're a bad guy. We're not claiming you're an irresponsible guy. But we have record as follows. Haray alai oila. You took a dead in the beginning. You have to bring it out. Akash lemaisa, the animal's not here. That's your problem, not our problem. So when you have Kabbalah Sechrayus that knows no limits, that knows no bounds, that's called the davar hagorim lemamon. But when you have a quote-unquote Kabbalah Sechrayus that's very, very shaky, very, very limited responsibility, such as a shomer is not chayef for everything. Again, different shomer mechayef a different amount, shomer chin a little bit, shomer soch a little more, shomer, but miyesh gvul b'dover, there's an end. So a shomer chinam, let's say a simple case, classic case of shomer chinam, he's only chayef for pshia. He's not chayef for genev yaveda. Even a shomer sochor, he's chayef genev yaveda. He's not chayef in oinsin. Yesh gvul b'dover, there's an end in sight. So says the Ravid, the only time even Rabbi Shimon, who we don't even follow, but even Rabbi Shimon, who subscribed to this view of davar hagorim lemamon, that's only when it's an all-encompassing, all-inclusive kind of an achrayus, not the limited, measly achrayus of a shomer. That's not enough, even Rabbi Shimon's book, to create a davar hagorim lemamon. But that's all shteik in the Ravid. So Rabbi say, this Ravid tucked away in the third parak of Bava Metzia, an innocent Ravid, where he's drawing your distinctions within how far you have to go to have a davar hagorim lemamon. This Ravid has created a turmoil in the Olam HaYeshivas in the last 100 years, more than 100 years already, for the following reason. Psochim Daf Hayamud Beis, the Gemara is discussing a shomer of a goy's chametz. That's why are we talking about this whole sugya in the first place? Because the Gemara quotes a din, quotes a brayse, a pasuk, that even though there's a din of lecha, that if you have a goy's chametz in your rishus, there's nothing to worry about. But if you have kabbal sechrayas, the game's over. Then you're over min haTorah by Rav Motzei. How do you know that din? So the Gemara says, depends. If you hold the Rabbi Shimon, then I don't need a pasuk for that din. It's pasuk davar gerl mamon kamamon dami. But if you hold like the Rabbanon who denied davar gerl mamon, the Rabbanon who say you wouldn't be chayav kefil based in the case of harei alai, according to the Rabbanon, why you over by Rabbi Motzei? Our pasuk is there because of Yimotzei l'rabos chamesh shachamosach raizon kach nemer halacha. Special din prati nuchas pesach. What's clear from the Gemara in the bottom of Hamad Beis that according to Rabbi Shimon, I don't even need the pasuk. According to Rabbi Shimon, I could have figured it out. As long as I learned Bava Kama, I learned Merubah, and now I'm learning Psochim. So I extract what I learned in Merubah, and I plug it into Psochim. And according to Rabbi Shimon, just as Davar Gam the Mammon is true by the Harei Alai Korban, so too the Davar Gam the Mammon is true by the Shomer Ala Chametz Shel Goy. Wait a second. According to the Ravid, who just told us that Davar Gam the Mammon has limitations, it doesn't apply in the case of a Shomer. That's exactly what the rabbi said. It doesn't apply. It only applies when there's absolute, complete, and total 1,000% achrayus. But whenever it's a little shaky kind of an achrayus, it's a shomer. I'm chayvin some things, then chayvin other things. Once you tell me it's a limited responsibility, this is nish davar gam the moment. That was the thrust. That was the entire thrust of the rabbi in the beginning of the parakel b'mitzvah. So come all the gedolei achrayim, all the reshivas, and say, wait a second. How did the Ravid learn Maseches Pesachim? He gave a beautiful shtickle Torah when he learned Bamitzia. How did he learn our Gemara? How did he read the lines of our Gemara? Hanichah Rabbi Shimon, Diyamadavar Gram the Mammon, Kimamon Dami. What's the Hanichah? It's not Hanichah at all. It's a disaster. This shouldn't meet the criteria, shouldn't meet the standards for Davar Gram the Mammon. So there are multiple approaches to this. One will call a very, very simple answer, and one will give a little bit more elaborate answer to kind of put the final touch of the Sugya together. So the simple answer is to go back to a basic question that we spoke about earlier on when we first introduced the sugya of Kabbalah Sechrayas of Chametz. Remember way, way back already, ready from before Pesach, when we started the sugya of Chametz or Kabbalah Sechrayas. So yes, it's true, Yechayev by Rabbi Matzi, over this is the Rai, so yeah, Kabbalah Sechrayas. How much Achrayas is Achrayas? So according to Rov HaRishonim, the degree of Kabbalah Sechrayas is not all that much. It's definitely not all-inclusive. According to some Rishonim, even the degree of Hashem Echidam is enough to get you into trouble. That was the Baal Lach's Gedolus. You have barely no Achrayas whatsoever. You're Bekosh Chayev. You're Chayev. If you're negligent, you're Chayev. But more than that, you're not Chayev. The Bahak says, that's also called Kabbalah Sechrayas. So the Rambam didn't go that far. And the Rosh quotes a Re, it didn't go that far. They said, no. Just the minimal, that very, very low level of chrayas of pshia, that's not enough to put you over the top of my Rabbi Matze. You need more than that. How much more do you need? At least chach shabbos achar. That was the lashon gemara. Remember back from before Pesach, the gemara lashon ignav isvad. It sounded a little bit shabbos achar type of achrayas. So probably Rova Rishonim buy into that middle ground model. That you need Genev or you need at least Genev Yaved, a little bit more than Pshir Shemachinam, but not all that much. Own sin, even though the Shemasach is potter for the tsunami, that's still called Kabbalah Sechrayas by Rabbi Matze. If you go down, either the Baal Lachas Gedolos or the Rambam and the Riz version, that Kabbalah Sechrayas of by Rabbi Matze is limited, and the Gemara still calls it Davar Gram L'Mamon, and the rabbi is really, really in trouble. But there was a third possibility out there, and that was a Rashi and a Tosfos tucked away in all places at the end of the sixth Pesach above Mitzia. Tosfos made a whole shtickle Torah, but that's Rashi in the Sugya of Mashkon, where Tosfos came up with the following conclusion. You want to know what constitutes the Kabbalah Sechrayas of Rabbi Motzei? You got to go for the highest level of Achrayas possible. The Shoel, the person who's chayv on anything and everything, does this Kabbalah Sechrayas. If you're willing to sign the contract saying, I'm watching, I'm not going to be a show. It's Pesach, I'm not interested in using the guy's comments. I'm obligating myself like a show. Master Shemachim Yos Kishoyel. I make a condition, I sign the contract that says, I will be held totally, completely responsible, even for lightning strikes and tsunamis. I'm accepting Hakol Mikol Kol. Thus is the Kabbalah Sechrayas by Rabbi Masai. Anything short of that is not Kabbalah Sechrayas. If that's the case, then the rabbi is not so bad. So says the Divi Yecheskel. Divi Yecheskel, one of the Rosh Hashivas in Slobodka before the war. He was killed. When Slobodka was destroyed. So the Divi Yecheskel writes that if you hold like that lone sheet in Rishonim, like the Rashi and the Taisus tucked away in the sixth Perek of Metzia, that Rov Rishonim Sachem do not accept, so then the Ravid's not so bad. Then the Ravid is in sync with the level of Kavos Achrayas, that in Ochinami, that Shabachinim doesn't do the trick in Asugya, and Shabasachah doesn't do the trick in Asugya. The same way the Ravid says that you need the highest darga, the highest degree of Kavos Achrayas, Kavos Achrayas for Onsen, Hakol Mikol Kol, to be called the Davar of the Mammon, so too, that is what's present in Psachim Davhei as well. But again, whenever you give a test like that, you know, you're really guesswork. You're pinning a Ravid on a sheet that probably nobody else holds like. So we don't really want to go down that route if we don't have to. It says the Yecheskel, I'll give you a fancy pshat, a more lomdus pshat. It says in the Yecheskel, in lomdus, conceptually, there are two kinds of achrayus on something. There are radically different ways of having a relationship with an item, of being responsible for its loss. One way is to say that from day one, I already had an achrayus on the item. I already, from the moment that this item comes near me, from the moment that this deal begins, I'm already stuck with the achrayus. I already signed on the dotted line, not literally but figuratively. I already had a kabbalah achrayus. I already had a relationship with this item. Nothing's happened to the item yet. Nothing's transpired yet. But I am still held accountable before the game even started. That's one kind of kabbalah achrayus. Lamashal, a neder. From the moment that the person says "Hare alai oila," there is a chovas achrayus that's chal on the noder. Before the animal was even designated, before the animal was stolen, for anything, for history started, those words "Hare alai oila" kicks in a kabbalas achrayus on the noder l'chol davar. That's one kind of kabbalas achrayus. Then there's a second kind of kabbalas achrayus. That's the kabbalas achrayus of a shomer. If you think about it, a shomer is not really chayv in achrayus. I'll tell you why. Nothing happened yet. What are you going to tell me that? I'm watching the animal. The animal's behaving. It's locked up in the barn. Everything is good. You're chayv in achrayus. We can begin to discuss the achrayus after the animal's stolen. If and when the animal's stolen, then we'll go back to the contract to figure out, gee, was that chayv, was that achrayus? There's nothing there yet. Nothing happened yet. 99% of the time, when you watching an animal, the animal's going to be fine at the end. You can give it back to the market and show it. We rent the car. So 99.9999% of the time, nothing's going to happen. You're going to give the car back. In theory, Khalili, you end up smashing up the car, then we'll begin to discuss. Then we'll find the fine print of your contract to see, yeah, chayv, nish chayv. Nothing happened yet. The car's fine. The animal's fine. Everything's great. But by the noder already has a chavas agavar. He already said those magic words, he's chayv. He's got every single minute, he's got to worry. I got to be yetzer my neder, I got to bring my carbon. So there's a difference, says the Yecheskel, between when the chiyuv was chal already, the chavos achrayus was already notzar, it was already created, in contrast to we're waiting for something to happen, hoping it's not going to happen, hoping the animal's not going to get stolen, and then we'll begin to discuss, gee, by golly, is there a chavos achrayus in it? So says the Yecheskel, when the Ravid says there's a difference between full achrayus versus partial achrayus, he doesn't mean to focus on quantitatively, is it, are you chayv in 92% of the cases, 97%, 30%, 100%? That's not really so important. This description of the Ravid, of full achrayus versus partial achrayus, is more indicative of the following. Is this an achrayus that exists already, or is it an achrayus that's about to come into existence? When you have full achrayus by definition means the starting point was you're chayiv. Once you said arei oila, you're chayiv under all circumstances because there was already chov that was notzar. The kabbalas achrayus already existed. We don't have to discuss it. It's your words arei oila that creates a kabbalas achrayus. So that creates a full-fledged 100% kabbalas achrayus. There's nothing you could do to get out of that achrayus that you already created. So when the Ravid says that you need 100% achrayus, it doesn't mean you need 100% achrayus because you need 100% achrayus. 100% achrayus is indicative of the fact, it's not a sibah, it's a sibin. It's a siman that the chrais exists already. That's kabbalas chrais of Rabbi Shimon. That's davar gadol of Rabbi Shimon. When you have something that it doesn't exist yet, a shoyim is not chayiv yet. A shoyim becomes chayiv if and when something happens to the item. So that's why, did something happen to the item? So we have to discuss. Was it stolen? Was it pshia? Was it einis? Was it ganav aveda? We have to discuss the details because we're trying to create a chavis achrayus. So says the Divya Cheska with us arrived. When you have the level of achrayus of a shoyber, it's not a davar gam l'mamon yet. It's not. It doesn't exist. There is no chov yet. Haraya, there's no chov yet. The fact that it's not all inclusive. So being all inclusive achrayus, being partial achrayus, is not the reason. That's not the siba of davar gam l'mamon. That's the barometer that you use to measure whether there is a pre-existing achrayus or not a pre-existing achrayus. But the real name of the game, the real engine that's driving the sugya of davar gam l'mamon, is a pre-existing chiyav achrayus. Kavaldik, meridik, it's along the shiva. We just revamped the raivet. The only thing is we accomplished nothing, because the Gemara Pesachim is talking about shomer. The Gemara is talking about a shomer. So according to what the Divya Chesed just said, it just makes matters either the same or worse. So we're talking about shomer, and shomer is the example par excellence of a non-pre-existing achrayas. That is the case of non-pre-existing achrayas, and yet the Gemara still invokes Rabbi Shimon davar gam l'mamon. So how did Divya Chesed help us? So Divya Chesed goes one step further. He says, guess what? The Kabbalah Sechrayis of the Hamad Beis and Pesachim is not the Kabbalah Sechrayis of Shomer. It's a Mafkin. It's a Shomer. What happened? What do you mean it's not a Shomer? Says the Yecheskel, I have a kasha from left field on the entire sugya. There happens to be a halacha that there's no Shmira. The relationship of Shomer and Mafkin doesn't exist between Jews and Goyim. That's not one of the Dinim Amunis that govern between Jews and Goyim. A lot of the Dinim Amunis do apply between Jews and Goyim, and some of them don't. This is one of them that doesn't. The Din is, ki yitem isha re'eyu kesvel kelim, the whole sugya of Shvuas HaShomer min Tashlum HaShomer, Hakol Mikokol, is something that was this chadesh between within Klal Yisrael. It doesn't apply between Yisrael and Akum. So it comes to the Yecheskel, and independently of our kasha with the Raivim of Metziah, yes, the kasha in our sugya. What is the Gemara talking about? What do you mean you're watching the chametz for John Brown? It's meaningless. What do you mean you're mekabel achrayus for John Brown? Based on what? There is no kabbalas achrayus for John Brown. It's a Jew to a non-Jew. There is no such thing. The parsha Sherman doesn't apply. So what's the Gemara talking about? So now we have two kashas. So we have kasha number one. How do we resolve the Ravid with Akamar? The Ravid says there's no davar gam l'mamon to Rabbi Shimon if it's only Shomer. Kasha number one. And kasha number two is, how can the Gemara even talk about the parsha Sherman? There is no Shomer here. So if Kusha Achas Bateretz Bechavato says to the Yecheskel, if you're sitting in Slobotka, you know, 90 years ago, this is what you would hear this year. Says to the Yecheskel, one kasha answers the other. Our Gemara is not talking about regular shomrim in the sense of, I give you an animal to wash, and I say, yeah, do me a favor, let's invoke Parshas Mishpatim to this. I give you the animal, and your responsibility is ayin pash mishpatim perachav beis. That's not what's happening here. There is no pash mishpatim chabeis between the Jew and the Goy. What was the engine that created the achrayus and psachim dafem beis? It must have been, it was a special contract that was agreed upon between the mafke and the shomer. That's not pash shomer. That's his chavis midas. If you want to go ahead and sign on the dotted line, either literally or figuratively, and makabel upon yourself something that you don't really have a chiyav al pash to show him, because okay, it's dini bavin, it's kotrai shem bavin kayim. Like, master shem achinim, lios kishoyel. Master nobody, lios kishom achinim. You're a nobody. You're not chayav al shem. Parshas Mishpatim doesn't speak to you. It's a Jew and a God. It doesn't speak to you. What is the engine driving your chiyav? A personal responsibility? You signed the contract? You signed a contract. Day till tomorrow. You came back after that. Breach your contract. Take you to court. Breach your contract. So you personally, you Jew and the non-Jew, agreed upon the following terms of the contract. That's not shomrim. That's a chiyuv. What kind of a chiyuv is that? That is closer in model to, guess what? To harei alei oila than it is to pashas shomrim. Pashas shomrim, pashas mishpatim. There's no chiyuv yet because nothing's happened. The Torah says, v'gunabi beis ish, and then we can discuss a chiyuv mamonis. Until the item gets destroyed, gets stolen, gets lost, something happens to it, we can't discuss. There's no chiyuv mamon. Abba Zoy, there's no Chiyav Mammon, but Metziah, the third parak, if there's no Chiyav Mammon yet, then that's a non-existent Achrayas. That's not a Davar Gam L'Mammon. That's what the Rabbi says. You're not going to be kind of careful based on that. bought an Ar Sukya, even though it has all the trimmings of Shomer. To the untrained eye, it looks like Pesachim Daf Hei is a Shomer Dikadin. If I were to ask you before the Shia started, is Pesachim Daf Hei closer to Mafke to Shomer or closer to Reis? I like earlier. See, I'm crazy. But it's Shomer. No, it's not. Says that the Vichesel can't be Shomer because there are Goyim here. It must be Al Korcha. There was a built-in condition. Once you created a personal Kabbalah Sachrayas, that takes on the status of a Rei Alei Oyla. Once it's a Rei Alei Oyla, that is full-fledged Achrayas. You are only Mekabel on the 90% of the time. That doesn't matter. Remember, quantity level of Achrayas doesn't really matter. The quantity level was just the barometer to measure, was there Achrayas Mitchila, was there Achrayas that has not yet been created. So, Achoponim says in the Yecheskel, we can solve our kasha, kushatsum of all the Rosh Hashivas against the Ravid. Either you could stick the Ravid into the camp of Rashi, that's a simple shot, or you can put a little bit of razzle-dazzle, shtickle Torah to this, based on this whole understanding, the newfangled understanding of the Yecheskel. So when all the dust settles, the din still remains. The din of Bai Rav Matzah is limited to Chometz Shalcha, but there's an exception to the rule, Chometz Shalkabal Sechvayis of a Goy. Is that need Rabbi Shimon? Does it not need Rabbi Shimon? That depends on him and Beis, Bava and Aleph, how Rabbi Shimon plays out and what Rabbi Shimon means in Kol Tarkula and what Devar Gav Moment means in contrast to Garmi and Grum and all the above. So that was pretty much what we've been trying to talk about for the last 2 weeks.
Notwithstanding, you could say that the Divi Cheskel, that when somebody's a Shomer, so like the Tour of Baal Imo seems to suggest that the Kabbalah Sechrayis occurs
I had it. You're right. Yourself. Azriel is touching on one of the most profound sugyas about Shoyal, which is a sugya really in Ksuba stuff like Gimel and the end of Bava Kamma as well. About is that assumption that I just said Hashem is not really chayiv yet until something happens. So Azriel is seriously questioning that, and the Gemara itself seriously questions that. So the Yecheskel was well aware of that sugya, and in passing he explains to you why that Gemara is not.
Still
yeah.
Works here.
Yeah. So it's a loaded. That is a loaded question. I'm trying to think when, you know, maybe when we learned together the third pack of Ksuba. So we did it about 10 years ago in Yeshiva. So I don't know when it's on the next Gilgal. But that's a very, very loaded question that you're asking about. Is it really true that a shoal is a nothing until later, or there's some kind of like a latent chiyuv? You know, there's a chiyuv sitting there already, just hasn't been yotzei v'kach l'poel. So the Gemara actually has that chakira in the third pack of Ksuba at the end of Bava Kamma. Maybe another time, another place. Okay.
Person
of Shomim
not apply according to the
sheet
to Goy?
Yeah,
and across the board.
It does. You want to sign a contract? You can sign a contract whatever you want to sign a contract with. But in terms of Parshas of Mishpatim, of the regular rules of Mishpatim, don't apply.
And are the Mishpatim explicit on
that? No, I think that's fair. Yeah.
That's
fair. Okay, good. All right. Hope we met you on Friday. We'll stop the news again.